This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Boston is in full debate mode over news the U.S. Olympic Committee will recommend the city to host the 2024 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on the boosters and the skeptics.
In a Boston Convention Center hall full of media, business people, city officials, athletes, and not least PR consultants, Mayor Marty Walsh said he was confident all along that the city would win this round of the competition.
Boston has a vision for a new kind of Olympics, a vision that challenges the norm, encourages creative solutions, that embodies the community spirit that makes the games what they are.
And John Fish, a construction CEO who is leading Boston 2024, the private organization that's seeking the bid, said the effort would raise Boston's profile as a world-class city.
No doubt this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we're going to have to talk about how we are in Boston a gateway to innovation, education, healthcare, infrastructure, sustainability. In green.
Boston beat out Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the nation's capital for a place in the international running for the 2024 Olympics. U.S. Olympic Committee member Larry Probst was circumspect about what put Boston ahead of the rest of the pack, praising all the applicants. People involved with the project say they expect it would cost around $4.5 billion. Some economists say that's unrealistic, but Fish and Walsh highlighted the city's ability to keep things thrifty, with all venues within a 10-minute walk of public transport, for instance. And the city's standout point, according to Fish, by his count, more than 100 universities and colleges in the region that can provide ready-made event venues and dorm rooms.
There is no other state or city in America that has that. And all of those universities have a majority of the facilities that we need, and if they don't have those facilities or those facilities aren't up to date, they are planning for today, for the future, to make those improvements.
Fish is recusing his company, Suffolk Construction, from bidding on any of the potential building projects. Details on exactly what those might be are only coming out in dribs and drabs. Gillette Stadium is too small, apparently, for the Olympic requirement of an 80,000-seat facility, so a new stadium would be built, possibly in what's called Widette Circle, off 93 in South Boston. Walsh promised today that the bid documents would be released and that there would be an entirely transparent process, including public hearings around the city. He says the city would only use public monies to make transportation improvements that are already needed, Olympics or not, or for land acquisition.
I am not going to use public money, city money, to build an aquatic center. I'm not going to use public money to build an archery gallery. I'm not going to use city money to build a stadium. I'm not going to use city money to build a media center that's needed.
Critics are gearing up for a fight, with some calling for a statewide referendum. Chris Dempsey, who co-chairs No Boston Olympics, says the city does have the capacity to host the Olympics, but does it want to focus on one-time investments in one-use facilities?
Or do we want to focus on the core priorities for this state that have always made Massachusetts a great place to live? That includes housing and education, healthcare, really investing in our people and investing in the things that are going to make our lives better on a day-to-day basis.
And boosters will need to convince Boston to go with the plan if they want to convince the International Olympic Committee as well. Philip Hirsch, a longtime Olympics observer at the Chicago Tribune, says when that city made its bid for the 2016 Games, poor public opinion was part of its failure.
The question will be, as polling goes on, and the IOC does its own polling, what kind of public opinion there is as the vote gets closer.
That vote doesn't come until 2017, but Boston and the U.S. committee must get their final proposal to the International Committee by September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.